Organized mob, activist group that disrupted GOP events says they're engaged with Joe Biden's campaign. By Aaron Klein on May 6, 2020. Indivisible, a progressive activist organization that has engaged in anti-Republican disruption tactics and was founded to resist the Trump agenda, says they are engaged with Joe Biden's presidential campaign. NBC News cited Indivisible leaders saying they are engaged with Biden's campaign on policies such as universal voting by mail and other democracy reforms. The organization, which has previously stormed and disrupted Republican events, formally endorsed Biden earlier this week despite growing controversy concerning a sexual assault allegation against the presumptive Democrat nominee for president. Breitbart News previously extensively reported that Indivisible leaders are openly associated with groups financed by billionaire George Soros. Indivisible was founded in the wake of Donald Trump's presidency with the express purpose of organizing and training activists to resist the Trump agenda. The group has sponsored or organized scores of anti-Trump protests and has trained activists to infiltrate or disrupt Republican town halls. Indivisible's D.C. branch was previously implicated in a scuffle that reportedly injured a 71-year-old staffer for Representative Dana Rohrabacher, RCA, as well as reportedly knocking a 2-year-old to the ground. Indivisible protesters claim they were only delivering Valentine's Day cards at a Rohrabacher event that they clearly disrupted. "I am outraged beyond words that protesters who mobbed my Huntington Beach office violently knocked down my faithful district director, Kathleen Staunton, causing her to be hospitalized," Rohrabacher said at the time. And, yes, deliberate or not, the incident came as part of a mob action that not only intimidates but coerces. Though the protesters think of themselves as idealists, they engaged in political thuggery, pure and simple. A 2017 town hall for Representative Jason Chaffetz's Republican Utah was disrupted by Indivisible protesters flooding a high school gym, criticizing the Republican agenda and chanting "Do your job." The Utah Republican Party fingered Indivisible Utah for actions that surrounded a car outside Chaffetz's town hall and denied members of his congressional district from engaging their congressmen. This organized mob has displayed hostile, violent, and deliberately disruptive behavior, which is unfair to constituents as it hijacks town hall meetings to prevent any type of meaningful discussion, the Utah GOP said. "Because of this clear demonstration of violence, if congressional members feel they cannot provide adequate security, they should consider tele-town halls to reach out to their constituents instead." The Indivisible Project previously partnered with Organizing for Action, the activist group that morphed from Barack Obama's first presidential campaign. The two groups reportedly released a guidebook that included instructions on progressive activists pressing Republicans at events to make it seem there is widespread disapproval of their policies. Paul Sperry, writing at the New York Post, previously related. The manual, published with OFA partner Indivisible, advises protesters to go into halls quietly so as not to raise alarms, and grab seats at the front of the room but do not all sit together. Rather, spread out in pairs to make it seem like the whole room opposes the Republican host's positions. This will help reinforce the impression of broad consensus. It also urges them to ask hostile questions while keeping a firm hold on the mic, and loudly boo the GOP politician if he isn't giving you real answers. "Express your concern to the event's hosts, they are giving a platform to pro-Trump authoritarianism, racism, and corruption," it says. "Even the safest Republican will be deeply alarmed by signs of organized opposition," the document states, "because these actions create the impression that they're not connected to their district and not listening to their constituents." The Indivisible Project is currently one of 13 listed sponsors of a newly formed organization calling itself the People's Bailout Group. That community organizing outfit is nudging Congress to use the next stimulus package during the coronavirus crisis to enact reforms that would fundamentally transform American society by achieving long-time progressive aims. The People's Bailout website promotes a helpful slideshow and handout on key tactics to use to push promote the transformative agenda. The helpful slideshow and tactics linked on the site are from the Ruckus Society, which specializes in the disruption tactic of so-called direct action. Ruckus provided training and resources to the Occupy movement. It's been funded by the Soros Finance Tides Foundation. Ruckus leaders infamously helped to spark the 1999 World Trade Organization protests in Seattle that turned violent. Indivisible, meanwhile, did not always support Biden. A survey of its members in February had just 6% picking Biden when there were more candidates in the presidential primary field, with members favoring Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Now that he is the presumptive nominee, about 95% of Indivisible's members support the decision to endorse Biden. "Biden is Abraham Lincoln compared to Donald Trump," quipped Indivisible co-founder Ezra Levin. NBC News reported that Indivisible is engaged with the Biden campaign. Levin and Greenberg praised Biden for the entreaties he has been making to Sanders supporters and other progressives since he became the apparent nominee last month. The Indivisible leaders said they are engaged with Biden's campaign on policies they would like to see him prioritize, such as statehood for the District of Columbia, universal voting by mail, and other democracy reforms. "Even if he is not on the same page as us to begin with, he's willing to listen," Levin said. "And importantly, he's willing to change his mind. If we can organize and push him, he'll move." Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein_.